Last night we let the liquor talk.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember everything she said about bling blong blong. Do you know who that was?
That was, I think it's written here, Morgan Wallen.
I told you before we started, Morgan Wallen.
I don't think I've ever heard his name.
Morgo.
I've never heard his name in my life.
Morgo. Morgo Wallen. The second or third biggest country star in the world at the moment. Beyonce's top two, obviously.
Still good.
Well, a couple of days ago, he got arrested. Have you heard about this?
No. What happened?
Well, hello to all our listeners.
Hello.
Well, I only want to talk about it. I know it was a couple of days ago now, but it was such a funny story. So get up the story for me, Tom, and look at the mugshot firstly. He's fucking smiling. He's got a beautiful grin on. Doesn't look like he's in jail at all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like a nice boy.
He
does.
Posing with his mum's friend after school, something cheeky. And so he got arrested in Nashville. Let me tell you the story. Actually, firstly, can you guess how he got arrested? What did he do?
Country star bar fight.
Close.
Oh, yeah.
Close.
Okay.
He was at a Chiefs bar in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, when he allegedly threw a chair off the roof of the bar onto the street below.
Oof.
But here's where it gets funny. Two officers were already in the area and were standing in front of the bar when the chair landed approximately 3 feet away.
He was trying to hit him.
I think he was trying 100%. To hit him.
A few drinks, you think that's a good idea?
6 feet up, six stories up. So whenever you're six stories up, you think, I can do anything to these people below me and they will never.
I think that so often, because so I live often in an apartment on the 8th floor, and if I hear someone like doing burnouts, I'm running to the kitchen to get an egg because I think it'll be really funny to just smash
what can
their
they
car.
Do?
I'm like, they're not going to find me.
No, but I think that's a misconception because the real angry ones will.
Oh, yeah.
They'll wait. They'll buzz, keep buzzing until someone lets them in. They'll figure out, count the floors up.
Yeah, lucky I didn't throw a chair.
So the officers then spoke with security at the bar to find out what happened and were allegedly told that Wallen was responsible for throwing the chair off the roof.
Snitches.
They then reviewed the video footage of the incident, which showed Wallen throwing a chair off the roof.
Security
witnesses
snitch.
Also told officers they'd been standing with Wallen when they saw him pick up the chair and throw it over him, laughing afterward.
Oh, yeah. I bet he said take a seat or some kind of
catch
a predator reference.
Take a seat. Take a seat, officer. I feel like what I find interesting about the mugshot, why do they share them?
I reckon America's weird like that. I feel like there's probably a fucking public database that goes on.
Because legally, do we get to see Australia's ones?
Doubt it. We're much more normal here.
Especially if you've only been charged, not convicted.
Yeah.
You get arrested, I guess, and charged. But if you're not convicted, so let's say it was a lookalike or someone and he's just got his mugshot out in the world forever and he didn't even deserve it.
But if it... You could easily say that's just a school photo because it's just a brown background and he's happy as Larry.
Oh, you,
I think that's a good move because no one's going to be like, he deserved it. They'll be like, oh, he looks nice.
It sounds like there was a reason he threw the chair off. That nice boy? Yeah. No. I feel like someone, like especially in Nashville, you think he's getting really in trouble for that?
And he'd be smiling because the officers would be starstruck and they're like, we got to do this. Sorry, man. Like, we love you.
And he's white.
Yeah.
He knows it's going to be a fun arrest.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It'll be a fun arrest.
Out of the top three country music stars, he'd be the luckiest to get arrested.
Okay. Based on
earlier comment.
Okay. Go.
He'd be treated fairest.
I wonder if he's got an album to sell because that would be a dope way to do it. Throwing chairs.
Yeah.
That's
a chair from six stories would fuck you up.
For my next tour, can we get me arrested?
Oh, dude, you should do a crazy PR stunt. I think that, you should plan that shit out. Mm. Yeah, arresting. You know how Steve-O fucking duct taped himself to a billboard one year? You should do shit like that, a bit of guerrilla marketing.
I think my next tours might have a wild name too, so it might be perfect for an arrestees to get arrested for.
Make it a name that you have to commit to, like chair off balcony kind of vibes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Where you're like, oh, fuck, now I've got to do it.
That's what I'm thinking now. Some of that would suit the arrest. You got to make sure.
Streaking.
Streaking through streaking a kindergarten. Streaking would be
pretty.
Oh, not that.
Maybe the Olympics in Paris. That's coming up. Yes. You could put a little baguette on your cock. Hilarious. That'll go worldwide. Can you imagine how viral that would go if you put a baguette on your cock and run through the Olympics opening ceremony?
That would be so dope. They probably wouldn't even notice. If I'm holding like a glass of wine too, they'll be like, oh, the French are...
Oh, and if you write Vive la France.
Vive la France.
Frenchie on your back.
But like who... If you're from a different country, you're just going to be like, yeah, these French do things differently, don't they?
Yeah.
We'll watch that in Australia and be like, oh, they plan that. That's probably their prime minister.
I think some people might notice it's you.
Oh, yeah, but others might think it's their prime minister.
Yeah, true.
I think it's everyone needs to get arrested once in their life.
I don't know.
Just so it's like better for watching cop shows.
Okay.
Like relatable. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, shit. I think Morgan Wallen might actually have a song about this incident.
Oh.
But we might hear it later in the episode.
Yeah. Definitely. We'll close with his. I think I'll try and find it in the meantime. Try and search for it.
Oh, that's a nice little teaser.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fucking teaser.
What have you been watching?
Zip, zip.
Seen anything?
I watched June the other night.
Dude, every time I talk to someone, they bring up June. I'm like, oh, watch that. I've been meaning to watch it.
Fucking watch it, cunt.
Still haven't seen either of them.
Fucking why?
I don't know.
That's pathetic.
It seems very serious. And I think lately I've just been watching dumb things.
No, okay. People are fucking cunts.
Oh.
Wait, stay with me for this. People are always like... Oh, there's never anything good to watch at the cinemas. They don't make movies as good as they used to. It's just all Netflix trash. Yeah. People make a blockbuster perfect for the movies and you don't fucking support it.
Well, I hadn't seen the first one.
Watch the first one.
I can't just go to June 2.
Watch the first one.
So then. I can't support the movies.
You can't go to June 2. I will say that. My mum, I knew it was going to be good because my mum didn't like it.
Oh.
The best thing about June 2, Mum and Dad watched it, and I honestly don't know how he watches movies with her.
Yeah.
Because she is the opposite of good taste.
Right.
Especially in, like, action and comedy.
Mm.
So she watches June 2, and she just talks about how everyone's a bad actor, except everyone in it is a bad actor, except for the one person who was actually a bad actor. She thought acted well.
Who was it?
The ex-wrestler. What's his name? Dave, what's his
Bautista.
Yeah, Bautista.
I don't mind his acting. He's all right, but like... He's an action actor.
When you're next to the...
Chalamet and all those...
Chalamet, Florence...
Zendaya.
The guy from Last of Us was in the first one.
Yeah, they can all act.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Apart from Chalamet and Wonka, he can act, but it wasn't good.
He's good in this. I feel like it's
more on vibe with him.
But the best part about Mum saying that is she's like... She goes... They didn't nail the main boy, okay? Calling him a boy.
She wants him to nail him.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't? She goes, you know who they should have got to be actually the main boy? Anakin from the Phantom Menace or the other one from Revenge of the Clones.
Isn't he renowned to be a bad actor?
Yes!
Like he's world renowned.
Famous for being the worst in that role, one of the worst acting performances ever. What's his name? Hayden Christensen.
Mm.
Yes, famous.
Yes.
Famous.
People hated him in that role.
Famous.
I've seen him in other stuff and he was fine, but that role, people...
Mum unironically said that's who should be acting.
You sure she's not doing a Frenchie?
Oh, it's like she's doing a bit, I'm telling you. Maybe she's pranking me on my birthday and she's going to come out and show me all the times she said something just to wind me up.
That's funny.
I would fucking respect it. But June 2...
I'll watch it. While you're away in Tahiti.
Tahiti. It's like... It's kind of like that Nolan film in that the score is just so banging.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And they're just
so cinematic and epic, right?
It's an epic. There's amazing fight scenes and landscape and sceneries and the worms and nuts.
Yep.
And there's the sexy little boy.
And what?
I mean, sorry. Timothy.
Little Timmy.
Little Timmy. I went to with two friends, and one of them, as soon as we got out, he's like, Zendaya's not a hot, eh? I'm like, she's probably not supposed to be in this film, bro.
Mm. She's been in Dunes too long.
Yeah, well, she's a little, she's like a sand person in this film, mate.
Yeah.
That's all he complained about the whole film.
Yeah, like, thank I wouldn't you. Say she's not attractive. She's definitely attractive.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Yeah. Strange.
But
I went and watched another epic that I'll watch both of June, and you got to watch this.
Tell me what it is.
Monkey Man. Sounds shit.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
You think that sounds shit?
It sounds random.
Mate, okay, is it in? Marvel?
No.
Okay.
It's, what's his name? Dev Patel. You know Dev Patel?
You went on ChatGPT and looked up Indian man's name. Come on, bro.
You know from Slumdog Millionaire.
Yes, I do know him.
And Skins. Did you ever watch Skins?
Yes.
Yeah?
Was the English show? Was he in the English one?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's how he started. Yeah, he was in that. But yeah, he, I think, co-wrote but directed, and then Jordan Peele produced his production company. Jordan Peele, is that right? It's confusing names.
Just, mate, just back yourself. Say a name, we'll go with it. People can play in the comments if it's wrong.
Okay.
And perfect. We won't read them.
But yeah, this was like fucking crazy. So it's kind of like John Wick in regards to like...
Can I guess the plot before?
Yes.
Before you go into it?
Mm-hmm.
Monkey Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously Spider-Man.
Yep.
Man gets bitten by a monkey.
Yeah.
Becomes a monkey.
No, he just gets really sick. It's kind of like that movie Philadelphia.
Okay.
He gets monkey AIDS.
Next question. Next idea. Man has schizophrenia.
Mm.
Starts pooping in his hand.
Mm.
Throwing it at people. They start calling him Monkey Man.
Yes. It's set in Hollywood Boulevard. Neither correct. It's a bit of a revenge action. So,
oh, yeah.
So it's like John Wick, but people love John Wick, right?
Indian John Wick.
I honestly think this is more epic.
What?
I did, like, it was fucking insane. I was watching it and I was like, there's so many scenes that would be enough as one scene for the movie, you know, but they were just all in there. And I was like, how much effort did they put into making this thing? Like, I was like, if you're an action film coming out now, I'd be like, we're holding it for a couple of years. Like, wow. It was like fucking epic, man. Blew my fucking mind.
Indian,
but yeah, it's set
John Wick.
Yeah, it's set in India.
Okay.
It's like fully wild. Okay.
I've got a new idea for the plot then. If it's Indian John Wick. what's the main character's name? Can you remember?
Oh, I can't.
Possibly Sanjay.
Yeah.
So Sanjay has dreamed of being a cricketer, and he's got his lucky bat, and he always scores runs with this lucky bat.
Yeah.
And he's got the big trial coming up the day at night before. The other team break into his house and burn his lucky cricket bat in front of him. And that causes him to go on a John Wick-like rampage with... And he also... There's also Popeye elements because he's Indian. Butter chicken fuels him like spinach. And when he eats his mama's butter chicken, he gets super monkey strength because she makes it with monkey instead of chicken. Butter monkey.
I thought you said you hadn't seen it. That sounds like a pretty good film. I'm into
that's
that as
not
well.
Bad.
But yeah, it was fucking wild, man. It was.
Would it be giving it away to say what spurs the revenge? Or don't tell us then.
No, it doesn't give it away. It's just like something from his past.
Okay,
like his family, mum got raped and murdered kind of vibes.
Okay, cool. And he directed it, his own flight scenes, which is so hard to do.
Bro, and they are fucking insane. So, and it's like one of those ones, kind of like The Boys, how sometimes it's like so graphic you laugh. You're like, holy fuck. Like there's a lot of fucking nose biting off fucking type scenes where you're like, holy shit, you kind of look away.
Yeah.
It was epic. It was really cool. And it was all set in India, which was insane. Like the production value was crazy.
I love that, man. I love this. Like,
so unique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would there not be an Indian John Wick? That'd be so sick.
It was so sick. I was like, it's such a good move.
I will say this, though.
Okay.
Okay. We do love our Indian listeners.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's not what I'm saying. But whenever we have a Indian security guard, they cannot fight.
Yes.
So I guess on the streets of India, it's different. Streets of Delhi.
Mm.
But when they come to Australia, it's not the fighters that come.
Oh, I had a mate, high school.
Mm.
He was, it's not India, but it's Bangladesh. close neighbors.
Not close, bro. Don't even close tell neighbors. Him that.
He went over there to visit family.
Hmm.
He got mugged. We were like, what happened? The man slapped him.
I slapped him. I knew it. I fucking knew it. How can she slap? How can she slap? How can she slap?
If you haven't seen that video, guys, look that up. How can you slap her, you bastard?
How can you slap her, you bastard? How can she slap?
That's a whole production crew just bashing this Indian man. Very funny.
They do slap.
They slap.
They slap.
They also hold hands.
They fight like soccer players.
It's a lot.
They hold hands and wear sandals.
But he's a badass.
So does he wear sandals in this?
I don't think so. No, he kind of wears a suit. He kind of looks like an anime character. He got pretty like ripped up for this. Like he's skinny still, but he's ripped.
I love it when Hollywood actors like, I'm just going to get jacked.
Yeah.
Why not?
Love it.
I've got the time. Slumdog is one of my favorite films ever. So
yeah,
that shit's emotional.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, this was really well done. Recommend. The other one I saw, different vibe.
No, let me guess.
Mm-hmm.
You've done Monkey Man, you're saying different vibes. Snake Girl. Snake Woman.
That sounds similar vibe.
Okay, you're right, my bad.
How do I describe this movie? I'm trying to look for what it calls it. I'd say it's a thriller. Thriller? It's called Love Lies Bleeding. It's Kristen Stewart's new film.
Love.
It's like a lesbian thriller, lesbian action thriller.
Interesting.
And we went and saw it because we saw like TikToks about it and we're like, that looks interesting. And it's like she works at a gym. She got like a little bit buff, but not as buff as her co-star. And I'm going to find a photo because it was fucking insane. She was...
Who was the co-star?
Never seen her before. She kind of looked like... She kind of looked like Heath Ledger. But she was fucking jacked, dude.
Holy fuck, let's go. Look at those arms and shoulders.
Bro, the first scene, it must have been a close-up, because she's like obviously got a womanly face.
Mm.
And then there's another one.
And then like, pow!
And then it went to a wide shot, and I was like, holy fucking shit.
Mm.
And it's basically...
Fuck, you got to... Yeah,
she moves into the town, this buff Heath Ledger, and Kristen Stewart's the lesbian. They kind of start hitting it off. Dave Franco's in it.
Okay.
James Franco's brother. It's kind of set in like the 80s, I think. Dave Franco's beating her sister, which is not good.
At what? Like cards? At Monopoly?
With his hands.
Oh.
Yeah, he's beating the shit out of her. Nope.
Okay, go on.
And you think Kristen Stewart's going to do something about it because it's always happening. And there's this scene where Muscles confronts him.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
She beats the fuck out of him.
Like, to death. It's like early on. It's like the catalyst. Yeah. And I'm talking like jaw hanging off the hinge. Like we like screamed in the cinema.
Oh,
it was so fucking gory. But she's so buff. It was fucking epic.
Yeah, and then did they have lesbian sex afterwards?
Probably. There was a bit of lesbian sex.
Yes, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so if you're into that. But it was pretty good. There was a one scene that towards the end, if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. It gets a bit weird. But I think it was a metaphor.
Drink and come out of the bathtub. Is it that sort of film?
Not really. It's more of like a classic action thriller.
Mm.
But there's just one scene where the big girl gets really big and carries Kristen Stewart like a little doll. And then it's not really referenced again. And I'm like, was that like a dream sequence? Was a metaphor? No one knows. But yeah, that was it.
And you saw that at the cinemas?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got a bit of time on your hands.
I've got a job, bro. You got a bit of time
on your hands.
You could watch plenty of movies if you wanted.
Yeah, but still, you're watching fucking a lesbian war film over June, bro.
Oh, I haven't seen the first one.
Well, watch the first one then. Did you ever have that growing up when it was like a lesbian film and then there wasn't any sex scenes? You're like, what the fuck? I watched this whole thing.
Every time I turned on SBS.
Yeah, the L Word. Like, some L Word episodes were good, but
I just read French for 3 hours.
Just read French. Yeah, you're ready for Tahiti. Well, the other one I watched was, have we talked about Roadhouse yet?
No, I haven't watched that yet.
That's out
heard
on Amazon
it's the number
Prime.
One fucking movie on Amazon, though.
Amazon
ever.
Prime.
I'm pretty sure.
We didn't talk about it last week?
Nah, dude.
Okay, well...
This is the one that Old Mate's in.
Conor McGregor.
Yes.
Conor McGregor.
Wait, it sounds like a pirate.
Right. Conor McGregor. I always forget that him and groundskeeper Willie are from the same place.
Oh, yeah, they are. They've got the same bodies now you mention it.
Yeah.
Remember when he was always ripped like Ned Flanders whenever he took off his shirt?
Maybe that's Conor McGregor's hero.
Yeah.
Groundskeeper Willie. He's an interesting... He's on so much cocaine, that whole film.
Dude, he is powered by coke.
I think it's his character, so that's kind of works out, but also like...
They would have to write that in.
He's like doing crazy, like...
Any good?
His acting or the film?
Both.
Film shit.
Is it?
Okay. Let me back up a bit. I had too high expectations.
Did you like the first one?
You should
one?
Still watch it. I'm not saying it's too shit to watch, but it's quite long. It's pretty poorly written. There's a lot of scenes that don't make sense. It's kind of just a weak concept to begin with because the first one kind of made more sense because I think it was a bit more lawless down there.
I don't even remember
but
what
Florida
it was about.
Keys is not lawless at the moment. Do you know what I mean? So that's where it's set. It's set in a bar in Florida Keys.
Right.
And essentially these...
At a roadhouse, right?
At a roadhouse, yep. Sorry.
Roadhouse.
And these ruffians are coming in just trashing the place and the cops don't do anything because they're on the payroll. And so... Jake Gyllenhaal, an ex-UFC fighter, has to come in and try to be the security for the thing.
Right. So he's just around or he's been brought in specially?
Someone went in and found an underground fight and the winner, they're like, oh, can you come do security?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Good money.
I don't mind that for a starting premise. I'm on board.
But it's just so bizarre because, like, Florida Keys is very nice.
Is it?
Mm.
I feel like Florida's pretty fucking
lawless,
Florida's
weird, but the Keys is like a bunch of little islands separated by a bridge.
Okay.
By bridges. And so there's not that many places to go, and then you just go back.
Right.
I've been there. It's sick for spring break.
Mm.
So, like, maybe it gets rowdy, but it's like you can get security in pretty easily, a different security firm.
And if it's like spring break
days.
Vibe, you just wait for spring break to be over.
Well, it's not spring break. It's just like a gang comes in and... And then it's good. The start's quite good for the first 45 an hour, and then it kind of just drags, and it's just, there's a lot of scenes that don't make sense, and the fight scenes are nice, and then they're on a boat for some reason, and then they're not on a boat. It's just a bunch of...
Too many boats.
And McGregor, like they say, he overacts. Oh, my goodness. It's more than that. He snorts overacting. Do you know what I mean? It's like... But he's great. I think he's funny. He's getting puffy, though. He's like...
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Botox, you reckon?
It's hard to know. It could be roids. It could be fucking anything. Sometimes they get a bit puffed up. Could be drugs.
They get a bit puffed up. But yeah, I'd say worth watching, but hold your expectations. It's a long one. It's kind of just like...
How long?
It's over 2 hours.
Oof. That's unnecessary.
It's just like any straight to Amazon or Netflix movie. You starts off good. It's a decent premise. Good actors. And you're like, fuck, you just missed a few bits here.
Bit abrupt. Yeah.
Bit abrupt.
Damn. We've been watching lots of shit, huh?
I like the fight scenes. I should say the fight scenes are really well done. I like the fights.
Yeah.
So, do we want to get into that or that?
Let's do Survivor. I feel like that could be fun. Guys, I saw that Survivor was casting the other week. It might be over. It's probably still casting. But I went in, signed up just to screenshot the questions, so I could ask Frenchie. Because you're a fan of Survivor, right?
I love Survivor.
Yeah, I would love to see you on Survivor. I wouldn't like to go on there. There's too many sport games.
I would love to.
I feel like you'd be funny.
Be on Survivor. I'd be good at the sport games.
You'd like the
teams
water
ones.
Throwing stuff.
That'd be dope. I'd be bad at once they go into individual portions. Yeah. When it's like, how long can you hold like a ladder on top of your head while you're standing on one leg and that sort of stuff? I'd be terrible at that. I got a bad back, but I'd give it a crack.
Yeah.
But throwing ones, I'd fucking run that shit.
I feel
like
you'd get into like the mind games and stuff.
Oh yeah, bro.
I reckon you should apply.
I should apply.
All right. Well, if
I'm applying. I'm applying. Done.
I think you should.
I'm gonna put on my to-do list.
Yeah, do it. Because that'd be a cool show. Because you'd actually have fun.
Apply. Yeah, exactly. It is one of those ones where like people just say this. I'd want to win, but I'd also just be happy going on it.
Did I ever tell you I definitely would have. But I saw behind the scenes of Survivor.
You did.
Went to Samoa. Yeah. But it's fucking weird. Like it's only like 5 minute drive to like a resort.
Huge. It's a huge crew, you're saying.
Huge crew.
Well, I might do it all in accents. That would actually annoy people so much. If I'm on Aussie Survivor.
You need to like, yeah.
Yo, I'm not Frenchy, dude. My name's Craig. I'm from Birmingham, Mississippi. And I just gaslight them by okay. saying I'm not Frenchy.
But then they might just vote you out. They'll be I feel like that would fuck me up.
But like being Frenchy, don't you think?
I don't know. There was the guy who was on like School of Rock and did White Lotus. He went on the American one.
But he's a weedy dude. But I feel like because I'm just so muscular. What do you mean? Because I'm so muscular and I'm YouTube famous, I'd be like, let's get rid of Frenchie because he'll get too many votes. He's too charming.
Yeah, maybe you'll have to pack on some pounds to throw him off. Come in like sluggish.
Yeah, secretly ripped, but like...
Yeah, it's a bodysuit.
Fuck, I don't know.
Okay.
I think I do think that though with Survivor, like if anyone's seen my videos, I'd immediately have like a good alliance. Straight up. They'll be like, Frenchie, man, I used to watch high school. Yeah. Like, yo, we're ride or dies. Like,
I gave you that for free. Right. Now you got to help
me. Ride or dies, brother. Yeah. Let's go.
Okay. Here are the questions. Mm. If you do get onto Survivor and win, what will you do with the prize money?
Realistically or what I would write there?
I reckon you got to be a bit strategic.
Orphanage.
Yep. Perfect.
I'd use it to... terrorize an orphanage.
Leave the terrorize out, but allude to it.
Build an orphanage.
Yeah.
For dogs.
Yeah.
Only corgis.
How would you be perceived by the other tribe mates?
Perceived. What does perceived mean?
How would they
look at me? I think... well, depends if they start... if we start talking about... fuck. I'd get cancelled, I think. If we start having a lot of chats with no hunger, I'd start chirping.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd start chirping.
Getting hangry.
I'd want to be the villain, but I think I'm too charming.
Yeah, if someone heckles you in a tribe ceremony.
I don't think I could betray them. So I think I'd be perceived as the loose
moose.
The loose moose. Big dick. Can you get your dick out? You can, eh?
I don't know. I don't watch much Survivor.
Because how am I going to watch under my 40 if I don't get my...
True. True, that's true.
I'd kind of... tactically, I think it would be fun being that one who just fucks off and fishes the whole time.
If you were good at it.
It's not good for the game, but... because you miss out on all the chats and half the time they're talking about getting rid of the fishermen, but then he brings back sick fish and they're like, oh, let's keep it for one more.
Yeah.
They barely ever win, but much more fun day than just laying around on the sand.
And then you can be bringing in fish for a while and then you stop bringing in fish, like a mind game. And you're like, oh, wouldn't we like some fish?
Or you only give it to people you want to get voted out. So if you can bring in a fish and you go, just like we promised Daniel, here's your fish.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, oh, Daniel's running this shit.
Yeah.
What's Daniel got planned? Then Daniel's gone.
Love that.
Mm.
Okay. Would their perception be accurate and how would it differ to how they would see you at the end of the series? Oh, so they're saying like you might come across as a bit of a goose, but at the end you are the moose.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm running with
moose. So that's exactly what I would have to do. I'd have to come across as just like the
idiot.
The shoey dude. Yeah. I'm just a fucking comedian.
Doing coconuts out of shoes.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I'm racking up the fucking rice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shelving, whatever nuts
shells,
we get.
Yeah.
Yeah, shells. But then at the end, oh no, I was the puppet master, which I am in fantasy football.
Oh.
I think I've told you this before in fantasy football, not last season, the season before, week four rolls around, I make a secret pact. I go, yo, whoever wins this gets to change the name, okay? You have to change the name if I beat you. Okay. I beat him. I go, you have to call yourself the puppet. And I did that for the next 7 weeks. And so I had, and I won every game. And so I had puppet number 7. And everyone was like, who's the fuck's the puppet master? And then they found out at the end, like Survivor, I was the puppet master.
Oh, shit.
I'd make videos and shit. And when they became puppets, I was Geppetto.
Wow.
You were...
I was the wooden boy. All right. What will you add to the game?
Dick. Just white
hog.
Dong.
Yeah.
Just hog, bro.
Yeah.
And accents. I don't think there's enough people because in Survivor, you want to be popular in every market. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you could cast an Indian and an Englishman and a Brazilian or one white guy from Wollongong who just
With range.
With range. Thank you.
I am African.
Where was that? What accent was that?
African.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was good. What rewards would you most like on the island?
Not food, because I don't want people eating more food. I want them getting hungry. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I don't want that as a reward. Yeah. You want a secret, steal a vote. That's the best reward, 100%.
Yeah.
Because immunity is good, but you got to know when to play it, and then it just keeps you safe. Steal a vote is like, I want your vote, motherfucker.
So how does that work? You want their vote? Oh, so they don't get to vote at all.
They don't get to vote. You get two.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And then it's just like a powerful thing. And then you kind of like, they'll do stuff later because you can't. It's like prison.
Mm.
You steal their vote. Now they're your bitch.
Yeah. So you can hold in their pocket. Yeah. Hold in your pocket.
So you can like, yeah.
What?
Or happy ending massage. Actually, I should say that one.
Yeah. That'd
that's
be
a
nice.
Better award.
Yeah. Relaxing.
Do they give you massages?
No. Nah. Yeah. Fuck. What one item would you take with you, not survival equipment?
I know I should say my wedding ring, but you don't want them to know we're married. I want to be able to play the field.
That's true.
No,
I don't know
for
if that counts
for tactically,
as an item.
For tactically.
I don't know if that counts.
That counts.
Does it?
Okay. That what like item would you take with you, not survival equipment? I think a mirror.
Mm, that could be survival equipment.
Because like, if there's any vain people...
Oh yeah, they're gonna
they would love to look at it.
Step inside,
and then
see my
also
magic mirror.
What?
Step inside. You could start.
Step inside to see my mirror.
What's the thing from Willy Wonka?
Step inside.
The unknown.
The unknown. But also, like, so you got a mirror. A, they want to look at it. B, it's good to throw them off before a vote to see how haggard they look, and then they're just seeing like, what happened to my eyes?
Yeah.
What happened to my eyes?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we should vote for, and they're looking at me. No, I'm shining back at you.
They're like, I can't vote for myself.
Myself?
That's good. That is fucking clever. Yeah.
Or a whoopee cushion.
That's endless fun.
Live and up the camp.
Yeah. What sort of people wouldn't you like on your tribe?
Oh, Mexicans.
Yeah.
No, just stereotypically, Mexicans work too hard.
Oh,
and you would
I
look
see.
Bad.
But they're on your tribe.
But even then, on your tribe, at some point, you're voting someone
you
up.
Be a leader.
Are we going to vote off Jose, who's just built everything because he's like good at, he's made the garden all pretty.
He's good at handyman stuff.
He's made us enchiladas. No one's voting out Jose.
Yeah, I know. No way, Jose.
No way, Jose.
Yeah.
And he's got a slogan. He could run for president, bro. Mm. 100% I'm not voting out Jose.
I like him. No, that's a good
what
call.
What person would I want in my tribe? I would want 9 Karens.
Mm.
Bro, I get in Survivor, 20 of us, 19 of Karens, I've won. Easy.
True.
They just turn on each other. You know
that's
they
true.
Do.
You just go fishing.
Easy. I'm done. They would forget I exist.
Mm.
As long as I don't like do anything to annoy them too much.
Yeah.
You know, like, I guess park on their lawn. Or not have cast their daughter in a school play.
Drive too fast.
Exactly. Mm. I think I could avoid doing that.
Yep. What is the one thing you wouldn't want your fellow candidates to find out about you?
Whoa. Well, if I'm... where am I still hidden on them? Is the wedding ring on or not?
No, you didn't bring it.
Okay, so probably that.
Yep.
That doesn't look good in the last
vote.
Yeah,
great. It's like, who are you going to cuddle? You're going to be cold
I've
now.
I've got 19 Karens. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes,
you're
I
in a weird
to
huddle
it,
with all the Karens.
Find out I'm married if we're just doing a bunch of finger stuff with each other.
Yep.
But over the pants, I think you're still allowed to do that when you're married.
Mm.
What else would I not want to... Depends how political they are.
Okay.
Because if they're Democrats, I wouldn't want them to know I voted for Trump. And if they're Republicans, I wouldn't want them to know I voted for Obama.
Yeah, you did double vote. That year. And if they're IRS or whoever's in charge of that, it's not IRS.
Actually, that's the one I wouldn't want them to know, that I don't pay taxes.
All right. I have actually just found the country song that we were looking
for
earlier.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. What's it called?
I think it was Chair Off a Roof.
Chair Off a Roof. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if it's working. Guys, thank you for listening to the second of the week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Frenchie's off to fucking Tahiti.
I'm off to Tahiti for
a
week. He's
going to be the most tanned man. Can you take some tan photos so we can see how tanned you go?
Definitely, definitely. And actually...
spray tan? Or like rub tan? Are you going in like a booth?
No, I'll do it at home.
Okay.
I'll tan from a can. Mm. I'm not going to go out.
Melanin injection?
Yes. I should say from yesterday's episode, 2 days ago...
Mm.
In the Patreon, I should put the photos of the car in the river.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So if you are on our Patreon, our Discords, thank you very much for supporting Tom and Frenchie podcast. Stay tuned for the car in the river. Might have already been in there, I assume.
Yeah, probably in there.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. Morgan Wallen. And he's got a few, actually.
Is that a horse?
There's a few features on this track, I should say.
Yeah.
So it's not just him. This is better.
That's it.
Yeehaw. Nashville, baby. Country life.
Tennessee.
Can't see me. Yeah. I'm at a roof. Woof, woof. Dogs are out and we're here to play. Jim Beam in my mouth. Yeah. Pussy round my lips. Fucking your dad's dick. Morgan Wallen, I don't play. I'm gonna sing this country shit every day.
Morgan Wallen, I'm a felon.
Yeah.
Rocking back and forth on my rocking chair.
Ooh.
Rock chair, don't care. Morgan Wallen, I'm a felon.
Got a mug shot, gotta feel good. Got a mug shot, I am white, not scared of cops arresting me. Got a mugshot, I'm looking good. Got a mugshot, I'll fuck your wife. I'm Morgan Wallen, Jim Beam, country boys, that kind of thing.
You're not cool if you don't throw a stool. It ain't fair if you don't throw that chair. You're a grouch if you can't pick up the couch. What other type of chairs are there? I don't know. I'm a smiling villain, Morgan Wallen. Big smile, bigger chair. Throw it out there, don't fucking care. What's that flying through the motherfucking air? It's a chair.
People wanna know how it all started. How I got into jail and I farted. Let me back up a little few times. I'ma tell you all, it might not rhyme. Walking in the club, I had Jim Beam and I walked up to level 6. I saw 2 coppers there, I said, fuck the pigs, oink, oink, bitch. Got the chair, held it on my head, started laughing like the Joker from Batman. My friends are like, throw it, Mars. I said, you know I will. Music cut out. Internet's not real good.
Mom spaghetti. I'm a Yeti.
Fuck a beat. I got a cappella. Fuck a bug with dark. Ink, ink, bitch.
Take a seat,
cuppers.
Awesome.
Yep.
Fuck, that was a weird track how we just ended it without
just
songs.
Ended, bro.
Yeah.
Just ended.
Strange, anyway.
Okay,
guys, we'll be not here next week. Won't be here next week.
I started singing, I realized there was heaps of niche Taylor Swift song, and I was like, I don't think anyone would get it.
Yeah.
Someday I'll be living in a big old city. Anyway, I'm doing making face babies right now. Thanks for listening. 1 week off, and then we're back.
Yeah, see ya.